Bonsoir, mes amis, and welcome to the Rendezvous de Cajun, Cajun radio show and television show. It's broadcast live on the radio and a week later on television. We are live from the Liberty Theater in downtown Eunice in this historic theater. Pleased to announce that we have performing with us this evening a group of young folks that you'll be amazed at their talents, Les Bonsons, and then also Bubba Hebert and the New Morse Playboys, and you'll be, again, amazed at some of the talent there with Bubba and his gang. This program, the only one of its kind, is sponsored by the City of Eunice, Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, the Cajun French Music Association, John Gilry, Allstate Insurance of Eunice, and the Best Stop Supermarket in Scott, Louisiana. That's where you get the best stuff. Anyway, I'm Larry Miller, and I'll be your host this evening. The Park Service people are flying high somewhere, and we won't see them until next Saturday. But anyway, bonsoir, mes amis cajuns, et puis tout le monde qui parle français des autres pays. Beaucoup content de vous voir ici ce soir. And folks, you know this is Saturday night. You know what we do on Saturday night? Lâchez-les. All right, Les Bonsons, a young group. Here we go. How can you not applaud this young group of talented musicians? My God, all of a sudden they're here. This is your first time at the Liberty, huh?
Yes, sir.
You're opening up. I'll tell you what, you You're doing it like you've been here several times before. I can't help but I had my back turned when you guys were doing a little sound checking, and I heard somebody sing, some guy sing, and I thought, well, you know, it's one of the guys around. I turn around and I'm looking at you, Michael, and Michael Boudreaux from Bro Bridge, and I said, my God, I thought it was an adult singing. So I think you noticed that, did you not? Great singer. And pronouncing his words very clearly and accurately, so that's very good. Okay, we're going to talk a little more about the band members as we go along. The second one is Real de Joie. Is that the way? It's a Balfour recording. It's an old European reel, and it was done by the Balfour brothers. Okay, Real de Joie, La Chalet. I think that woke up the Balfour brothers in heaven. I got to say they must be smiling down on you. Well done, and sounds so authentic. That's the type of music that we had before the modern day Cajun music was developed, with a lot of influences of country and blues and number of other bluegrass and what have you influence. But the old European. One of the particular methods of playing was to do a reel, and they had special dances for that, and did a good job on that. Okay, first of all, Michael, we already started with you, so let's talk about you. You live in Bro Bridge?
Yes, sir.
All
yes,
right. Sir. And how old are you now?
I'm 14.
14.
Yes.
And that's something. Well, you... You pretty well have developed your voice. I think it's remarkable that you're playing a really good rhythm and keeping it alive. So, okay. On the other hand, I'd like to ask you, are your parents here maybe? Can we
Yes, sir, they are. They're right over here.
Okay. Would you name them for us? I didn't get the name.
Yeah, my mom's name is Bronwyn Boudreau, and my dad is Scott Boudreau.
Okay, would you stand up, please? Okay, all right. Let's give them a big hand. I'm sure they've had did quite a good job in helping you learn your music and providing you with a guitar and encouraging you, and that's great. Okay, we're going to do another one and maybe talk a little bit with some of the other frontline musicians here. Okay, Leticia Noir, a Lawrence Walker tune. Who's going to sing that one? Michael, okay. You going to sing all of them?
Yes, sir.
Pretty much? Yeah, okay, all right. Next year, Bo and Madeleine are going to be singing some, so... Leticia Noir. Okay?
Matins, me trouvais assis de ce mari. J'ai pleuré avec un cœur si cassé. Parce que j'avais rêvé au Méchatige noir. À Paris, à Vajemé, sans revenir. Après-midi, j'étais assis de ce magari. Après quitter le soleil, après se coucher. Nuit et jarro, mes châtis noirs. La musique fait quelque chose.
Can we say talent? Michael, did you get to study a little French yet? Had a little bit of French in?
At my school, we don't have French, but I'm going to high school this year, and I'm gonna start taking French soon.
Well, all right,
yes.
Good,
yes, sir.
Good, all right. Ça c'est bien. All right, il va parler français l'année qui vient. Okay. All right, we're going to get to the, we got a couple of fiddle players here. Madeleine Brown, that's you, and you're 10 years old?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you have a brother named Bo Brown?
Yes, sir.
And Bo, how old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12, okay, a couple of years in there. You guys are from Brule, down near Port Allen, just outside of Baton Rouge?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'd like to introduce your parents to Jesse and Angeline Brown, would you stand up? I think Jesse's out there doing some sound engineering. Angeline, the mom, is over here. And for quite a few years in the Baton Rouge area, they have played in a band called Shoe Pick, you might have heard, and they've played quite a few places at Fred's Lounge and Liberty Theater before. So they've been at the music scene for quite a few years and have indoctrinated their beautiful children. So it sounds really good. Jesse is originally from Eunice, and where is your mom originally from? Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge, okay. That's good. Well, Baton Rouge meets Eunice, and look what happens. Okay. Let's do another song, and then we'll talk a little bit more about some of the other folks in the band. Before accordions came in, there were only fiddles that was a primary instrument, even before guitars. And in the years after slavery was ended, the descendants of the slaves that were French-owned plantations, for the most part, almost exclusively, the French plantation owners came directly from France. They were wealthy French people who bought up land. And our Cajun folks were poor folks and pretty much had the same language. But after slavery was ended, there was quite a bit of an interaction between the Creoles, the black Creoles, and the Cajun folks, because they had the common language. And there was a lot of cross-pollination of the music. And so before 1960, the Creole music and the French and the Cajun French music was very close, just maybe a little difference in the syncopation and that kind of thing. So they're going to be doing a Creole number called Blue Runner. It was recorded and composed by Bebe Carrière, who is now deceased, from the Carrière Brothers and the Lautel Playboys. All right, Blue Runner, are we ready? La Chalet. Chanson Creole, Blue Runner. Don't you just love it when it took turns leading on the fiddle there? I thought that was really well done. I think you've done some great work out there in Brule in the side of Baton Rouge and continued good work. Very good. Okay, we'll do one more and we might talk about some of the other members of the band here. The Battle of New Orleans is another one that goes well on fiddle. And by the way, let me remind you again that before accordions started coming into Louisiana brought in by German immigrants, starting about 1880s to 1900, the fiddle was the only instrument for a long time, even just fiddling triangles sometimes at a house dance, and then later guitars started coming in, so they're kind of doing the old traditional fiddle and string instruments lead. The Battle of New Orleans is a traditional American tune, and it comes from the 8th of January by Jimmy Driftwood, and I think it has to do with the War of 1812, maybe, huh? Okay, is that where it
yes,
comes
sir.
From, Bo?
Yes,
all right,
sir.
War of 1812. I wasn't up and around yet. I was born a few years later. Anyway, okay, Battle of New Orleans, La Chalet. Not only Michael can sing, but also Bo and Madeleine can sing as well, huh? Well done. Sound like you practiced that a few times, haven't you? Okay, great. All right. Man. Okay, we've got, almost forgot about the baby in the band. Lakin Usi from Bro Bridge, huh? And how old are you, Lakin? He's 9 years old, so he's the baby in the band. Tell you what, this is some show, huh? This is young folks show. And do you have a relative here with you? That's your dad. Okay. Gary, I've got it right here, but I just wanted you to say it anyway. So, Gary Uzi, very good. Well, our compliments to your son. And is mommy out there too? Where was she? There she is. Her name is what? Jennifer. Okay. All right. Is that correct? Well, all right. Welcome. And I just have a lot of good things to say about the parents here. You know, a lot of people who come from other states to visit Louisiana and go to the restaurants and see the music and go to the festivals and see a lot of young people playing, and they say, wow, how there's so many musicians, and how do you get all these young people to play music? Well, it starts in a home, and people who are willing to play in the homes or encourage their children to visit other folks who do play and get involved and buy them the instruments and give them encouragement. That's how it happens. And so a classic example right here tonight. Let's give them a big hand again. All right. Okay, we have another sort of a... It's a traditional tune from the Seychelles Islands. It's an island in the Indian Oceans. And I'm not sure what the history of the... how it relates to the folks over there. Maybe, Bo, can one of you help me? Or Madeline? It's called Seychelles. That's the tune. I've heard it before, but I don't know much about the island. Do you have anybody from the Seychelles Islands here tonight? Doesn't look like it. We drew a blank. Anyway, so we're just going to pay tribute to them. All right. Seychelles, La Chile. Isn't that beautiful? Wow. Well done, well done. Was that not a recording of Steve Riley and David Greeley? Did they record that? Who was it recorded that lately? I mean, not maybe lately, but in the last several years. Somebody help me here, but anyway, whoever did it, you got to be careful. These kids are coming behind you, and they're going to be doing it better. So, okay. Seychelles. All right. Did we cover everybody in the band and sufficiently? We got all of the... Okay. We're going to resort to a very old tune, probably one of the oldest popular tunes that's still going on and songs in Louisiana and in the traditional Cajun music culture. And it's called J'ai passé devant ta porte, I passed in front of your door. And it's a tune that one of the oldest recording was in 1724 in Spain. So it did bounce around several of the European countries. And it's one of those old tearjerker, you know, I lost my lover and she died or something like that. So anyway, J'ai passé devant ta porte, La Chalet. Let's have a little dancing up here, folks. Well done. Tell you.
Thank you, dancers.
It's I'm just really impressed with the talent we have up here tonight. Young talent, just quite amazing. Young people that age that can really, really sing well and play well. Wonderful. Oh, we're gonna do a little accordion number, huh? Are you wanna do the back door? Is that what is coming up next for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Dale Menard, who was playing with Bado and the Louisiana Aces back in the 70s and the 80s, maybe even the 60s. Dale composed a song called La Potranera, The Back Door. And it's kind of a little bit of a story of how Dale was behaving when he was go out and get intoxicated and get in trouble and that kind of thing. And so it was kind of a little bit of a story. Don't do what I did. Do it better, you know, that kind of thing. So... La porte en arrière, la chalet. Okay, Lakin Usi on the accordion.
Thank you.
presque assez. J'ai passé dedans la porte d'un arrière. Des au village, je mets sous les épaules plus marcher. À mon amour, on va à la maison. Et avec la compagnie, c'était tout mon étranger. J'ai passé dedans la porte en
arrière. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. The three sets of parents that are parents of these young people here, you can relax. Everything went just perfect. Not one mistake. Let's give them a big hand again. I think it's just wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Good stage presence too, isn't it? All right. We've got, do you want to do Te Parlova Prima Moire or do you want to do Belle de la Vision? We've got a couple of options here. Which one do you want to do?
I think we're doing Te Parlova.
Yeah, we're going to do Te Parlova.
All right. This is an old Creole tune. Was recorded, composed and recorded by Ken Ray Fontenot. Te Parlova Prima Moire, your parents no longer want to see me. We can understand why in some cases. Okay. All right. Lâchez-les des paroles pour me voir.
Thank you.
Folks, I know you have enough energy. Give them a standing ovation. Get up. Come on up.
Thank you.
In a couple of years, you're going to be rocking the house. Look at that. Thank you very much.
You.
Well done. Well done. Good job. Mom and Dad, you can relax now because they did really well. Okay. That's it. We're going to be welcoming the next band. Les Bonsons. Very good. Okay. Thank you so much, guys. And in a year or two, we're going to be seeing you in here just rocking the house. We have another band coming up, Bubba Hebert and the New Morris Playboys. We need to make a few announcements concerning some of the upcoming shows. Okay, a week from tonight, on June the 21st, the Battle of the Accordions, Mary Tweedell and Cajun Mixers. And the other band is Troy Lejeune and Cajun Review. And join us for this very special Battle of the Bands kind of thing. On June the 28th, Blake J. Miller from Kaplan and his band will be here, the Vermilion Playboys, and they're going to do the entire show. Blake Miller's a fine young man, been coming up for quite a while, and he's doing really well on the accordion. In July the 5th, Gino Delafosse and French Rockin' Boogie is going to do the whole show. Gino Delafosse and French Rockin' Boogie, one of the most popular bands in Louisiana, both Cajun and Zydeco. Creole Zydeco. He does all three. On July 12th, Cameron Dupree and the Cajun Troubadours. And if you have not heard these young musicians, they're a bit older than the kids who came here tonight, but they're really good, and don't miss that one. On July 19th, Ryan Brunet and Les Malfecteurs and Friends are going to be playing here. Ryan Brunet is originally from Galliano near past Thibodeau out there along the bayou, but he lives out here just south of Eunice. And they call their band the Malfecteurs, the troublemakers, if you want to translate that. On July 26th, there's going to be a special show. Jackie Kaye, Ivy Duga, excuse me, and the Cajun Cousins. They're always one of the top bands that you can find. Excuse me. On August the 2nd, Ryan Simon and Acadien. And Ryan is able to play all the instruments in the band and has done a recording like that. On August the 9th, another talented young musician and his family, Briggs Brown and the Bayou Cajuns. And I don't know, will Megan be back with them by then? August the 9th, I think so. Parents are here tonight anyway. On August the 16th, Wallace Trahan, Rice and Gravy is a band. Wallace grew up in Crowley, and he lives near Baton Rouge area and has played in the Baton Rouge territory for quite some time. A very talented musician. And then the other band is Kenneth Benoit and Gravel Road. All right. August the 23rd, we're going to have Swamp Pipe Night, and South 70 band will be featured. And I don't think there's an accordion in that band, not Swamp Pop, but a lot of Swamp Pop fans around, and they're good musicians. I think you'll enjoy the show as well. Okay. We've done a traditional thing since the Liberty Theater was inaugurated something like 27 years ago. The Rendezvous de Cajun Liberty show was to kind of pay a little special attention to the folks who come from other Francophone countries like Quebec and the Maritimes and New Brunswick and Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island, and of course from France and Belgium. Est-ce qu'on a du monde de Québec ici ce soir? Canada, Québec, les Maritimes, New Brunswick, Nouvelle-Écosse, Île-Prince-Édouard, la France. Il y a du monde de la France ici ce soir?
Comment ça va?
A little hard time seeing over la Belgique. Oui. Oh, il y a deux personnes de la Belgique. Alors, vous parlez français? Or you zote zote principalement parler français. There's French and Flemish in Belgium, and they are French speaking. Vous appelez les Wallons? Vous parlez le Wallon? No. Okay. I thought that was the kind of a nickname for the French that's spoken in Belgium. Okay. Merci bien. That takes care of the... How many folks from out of state besides the folks from Belgium? Would you raise your hand, please? And if you'd speak kind of loud, maybe we'll know where you're from, starting over here. From where? What state are you from? Okay. Out here again? Where? Not able to hear him, but anyway, maybe you have. Texas. Wow, next door. Okay. Folks from where? From New York. Now, not New York City, upstate New York, I think. Huh? All right. Miss Diane Ammerman, who's visiting with us for a week, and she's an annual, it's her summer Cajun retreat every year. And other states?
Arizona.
Arizona, all right. Okay, it's kind of heating up over there, huh? Which is the next state that we didn't get to? Where? From what state? Maybe you can hear them, I can't. Okay. Any of the other states that we've missed? All right. Would like to say, oh, we missed one out here. What's the name? What's the state? Okay. All right. And folks... Regardless where you're from, we welcome you to Louisiana. Come back and see us again. We're waiting on the next man, Bubba Hebert and the New Morris Playboys. And okay, let's hear them right now. Bubba Hebert and the New Morris Playboys. La Chalet. Playboys. Good
yes,
job,
sir.
Bubba.
Thank you.
With that white and blue accordion. All right. Kind of matches your shorts, too, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Get him to blush out here. Okay. All right. Well, that was an opener with the Amadé Two-Step. I think that was a recording by Mark Savoy. Been very popular. Re-recorded by a number of other folks. Did a really good job on it. I might tell you, maybe... if Mark Savoy was in bed sleeping, you probably woke him up anyway. But well done. Okay, let's go on with the first number that we can do some waltzing to, the Lovebridge Waltz, and that was a recording by the late Ira Lejeune. We'll talk a little bit more about the Lejeunes here coming up.
Yes, sir.
And all right, you know something about the Lejeunes?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. We'll talk a little bit about that. Okay, Lovebridge Waltz, La Voz de Pont d'Amour. Alors, non, c'est bon. Bubba A. Baird and New Morris Playboys. Now, Bubba, Bubba, you come from Morris.
Yes, sir.
Just straight south of here. Why do you call your band the New Morris Playboys? Why not Bubba and the Morris Playboys?
All right, because whenever, before my grandpa passed away, he was Eddie Lejeune and the Morris Playboys, so
that's
I kind of wanted to have a name
well,
like that.
You wanted to renew it, so you called it the New Morris Playboys. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So that kind of brings open the subject. Eddie Lejeune was your grandfather.
Yes, sir.
And your mother's in sitting in the audience, Eddie Lejeune's daughter, Marcia. Would you stand up and
She's
wave?
Right there.
All right. And you got somebody else on stage that's related to you, huh?
The triangle man in the back.
Triangle man. Triangle player.
Yeah, that's my dad.
Dello Hebert Sr. And you're Dello Hebert Jr., better known as Bubba.
No, huh? He's junior.
Oh, he's junior. Well, you...
I'm the third.
Oh, Dello Hebert the third, huh? And,
yes, sir.
All right. Well, good. So, anyway, and welcome Dello the second. And we're glad to have you here. And you, so far, you've done a good job encouraging your son, both mother and father, to play the music. And the last song you just played was Ira Jean, who?
That's my great-grandpa.
Your great-grandpa, which was Eddie's father.
Yes, sir.
And all right. And then last fall we had another one of your cousins, a great grandson to Ira Lejeune, Tegan Navar and his group that played, and y'all, we did an Ira Lejeune special, and I think people enjoyed hearing a lot about the history of that family.
I know I did.
I learned a bit myself, you know. So we had a good time doing it. So all right, now diverting from the Lejeune family, the Scott Playboy special, which is originally an old early country trail ride tune. I'm talking about the cattle drive tunes. It was called Buffalo Gal. And the Scott Playboys from Scott, Louisiana, Walter Mouton on the accordion, did an excellent job on a 45 some years back. And then later, I think, re-recorded it. But that kind of led the way. La Chalet, Scott Playboy special. Hey, Bubba Bear. Bubba, how old are you now?
13 years old.
13, and you started playing accordion when you were how old?
5.
5 years old. Can you imagine? So anyway, it all started with great-grandpa and grandpa and then other members of the family. You've got uncles and that play music, and so anyway, that's what I'm saying. It starts with the parents and the grandparents and teaching them how to play, demonstrating, doing it, showing them how it's done. All right. We're going to do another song, and we'll interview some of the other members of the band as well. J'ai passé devant ta porte. I passed in front of your door. We talked about that song earlier.